Medical specialists in Adelaide have been told about the work of gut doctors providing free consultations and education in the Pacific via instant messaging and telemedicine. The director of the Australia and New Zealand Gastroenterology International Training Association says the group has given pro bono help to clinicians in the region for 10 years, training them in digestive health and liver disease. Dr. Chris Hare is based in Geelong and works with Fiji's National University, teaching staff endoscopy skills, helping both surgeons and physicians. He says new advances deal with emergencies like stomach ulcers and swallowed objects, as well as chronic issues like cancer and hepatitis. Dr. Hare told Jenny Meyer the Pacific Connection is saving lives by guiding doctors who often struggle alone to care for thousands of people.
There's a massive isolation that we don't face in our own countries. And isolation means isolation from education opportunities and isolation from immediate consultation and immediate support. So one of the things that I witnessed in Samoa about 3 years ago, a group of New Zealand and Australian ICU physicians set up an instant messaging support line so that Dina could have access to instant consultation. We thought beyond Samoa, but inclusive of it, that we could support all of these young doctors who have gone out to places as remote as Palau and Pohnpei up north and Marshall Islands, right down to Tonga and Samoa. We could support them with instant consultation if they wanted it. So we set up a similar Viber chat site, which allowed instant consultation. And we saw the Viber, and certainly see Viber and Messenger being a really critical way of communicating with the younger doctors who are upskilling in the field of gastroenterology and GI health and even general medicine, so that they then have an access to a much broader group of specialists around them from Australia and New Zealand. In telemedicine or telehealth or teleeducation, it came out of the desire to then promote education in the Pacific, whereas perhaps previously education opportunities came from travel. It's extraordinarily expensive to travel both within the Pacific and back into the Pacific. So we thought if we can use Viber as a way of instant messaging to phones, we can harness the value of products such as Zoom conferencing or Adobe multi-site conferencing, which are inexpensive, in many cases free, and we provide this as a free service. A free way of having multiple people engaged in some form of education at the same time. About now 18 months ago, we sat together as a group of three colleagues from Hawaii, Pohnpei, Fiji and myself, and we put a small curriculum together of case topics in digestive health which were incredibly relevant and specific to Pacific Island nations. We then created our tele-education program, which we rolled out in May 2018, and the concept was to provide a specialist topic with perhaps a professor or someone who is right at the top end of their field with a knowledge of Pacific medicine. And we would discuss that small topic for 15 minutes, and then we would have a face-to-face, a bit like a Pacific Talanoa session, with up to sort of 20 physicians and doctors and surgeons at times about cases that were relevant. So that month-to-month program has been incredibly successful. It's not easy to roll out. As you can imagine, the Pacific's enormous. The time zones from Cook Islands to Palau are 5 hours, so it's not always easy to get the time correct for everybody. But it provides a terrific platform for so many isolated doctors in the Pacific to be able to join and discuss with each other and with specialists from abroad areas that are really relevant to their own patients.
What do you think are the major issues facing people in the Pacific as they think about their gut health? You mentioned those little button batteries, and I know that they are an absolute curse for young children.
We're seeing more of that. When I started the work as a volunteer in 2010, we really didn't see that as a common presentation. But in Fiji, I'm hearing that's much more of a common presentation now. You know, coins are always around, so coins are potentially something that young ones do like to swallow. Probably the major awareness programs that I think are the next level are the management and treatment of hepatitis B. You know, we could talk for length about that, but there's some really exciting support and developments around hepatitis B treatment. and treatment programs for Pacific Island people that are in their own countries. Whereas they've never had access before to treatment, they are starting to see some access now, which is exciting. It's very country dependent. For example, in Samoa, we see a large burden of ulcer disease presenting with bleeding complications and so forth to hospital. And the reasons behind ulcer disease there are the use of anti-inflammatories for problems like gout, as well as smoking behaviour and Helicobacter pylori, whereas it's not as common to see that in a place like Palau. So there's a lot of individual variation we believe in between countries. And I think we're all very excited at the moment to hear the talk in the Pacific and certainly through the media about the development in cancer medicine for the Pacific Island people, as well as cancer registries, which is really exciting. So watch that space very carefully.
That was the gastroenterologist, Chris Heer.